Title, You Can Be Free. Is it possible to be free from every bondage? Could it be that the Spirit of God holds the key to your complete freedom? I found this amazing promise in Corinthians. Now the Lord, who is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Wow, this is a bold declaration. The Lord is the Spirit, and when the Spirit of the Lord is present, there's liberty, real freedom. You will experience freedom from opposition, from lies, from bitterness, from fear, and anything that can hold you back. You will experience a new level of freedom when the Spirit's in your life. A few years ago, I felt compelled to become an American citizen. It was a tough decision because my father's heritage is Canadian. This may not sound like a huge deal, but it was for me. My family landed in Canada sometime around 1658. My great-grandfather was the Auditor General of Canada and the founder of a school of commerce in Montreal called HEC. My uncle was on the Supreme Court of Canada. My grandfather was a war hero. So was my dad. I had deep roots, but something really powerful called me to join the red, white, and blue. The motto of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness gripped my soul and my spirit. Are you pursuing life and life more abundant? Are you fighting for freedom? Are you pursuing happiness? Whether you're from New Zealand, France, England, Canada, Australia, Switzerland, Ireland, Scotland, or the good old USA, or somewhere else, we all want to be free. We all want to hold the keys to our own destinies. We're created in the image of God to be free. I'm praying that you'll pursue the Spirit with all your heart and all your life. I pray He'll set you free emotionally, relationally, and physically and spiritually. I'm praying that God will use you to help others be free as well. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.